This is Akashvani, the news read by Pallavi Manchanda. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes for the vice presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. The election took place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, citing health reasons. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the Vice Presidential election. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests on Monday. Meanwhile, Nepal's President Ramchandra Podal has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful resolution of the adverse situation. Issuing a press statement last evening, President Podal appealed to the Gen Z representatives and all others to hold talks for a peaceful resolution. The Nepali army has stepped in to contain the unrest following widespread violent protests. Starting from 10 p.m. local time last night, the army has pledged its full commitment to restoring order, controlling the situation and ensuring the safety of the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, Prime Minister said the violence in Nepal is heartrending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi underlined that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a financial assistance of 1600 crore rupees for the flood affected Punjab, in addition to 12,000 crore rupees already in the state's kitty. There will be advance release of the second installment of SDRF and PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Earlier, after reaching Gurdaspur in Punjab to take stock of the ground situation of the flood-ravaged state, he held a review meeting with senior officials on the extent of damage. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the flood, landslide and heavy rain-affected areas of Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the steel industry to boost self-reliance, adopt the Swadeshi ethos and reduce import dependence. Addressing the sixth edition of the ISA Steel Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal emphasized that steel is the backbone of India's growth story. By focusing on self-sufficiency, the Indian steel industry can protect its long-term viability and strengthen the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He informed the audience that the government is actively negotiating free trade agreements with several countries which will open new avenues for the Indian steel sector in international markets. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported earlier yesterday. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. The group confirmed that Khalil al-Haya, Hamas' chief negotiator and the apparent primary target of the strike, survived. However, his son and the director of his office were reportedly killed in the attack. Both Qatar and Hamas stated that a Qatari security official was also killed and several others were injured in the strike. Meanwhile, the White House said that the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. The government has signed an agreement to develop dual-use cutting-edge technologies and to link defense expertise with emerging edtech solutions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.